Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Trending Lemon. I'm Bryce Castillo, your host, as always. This week, we have a very special guest. You might know him from the morning stream for Coverville or from America's Next Top Podcaster. It's Brian Ibbett. Hey, Brian.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. So tell us a little bit about America's Next Top Podcaster, because this is like, it's part podcast, but it's also a reality show.
Exactly. That's everything you need to know right there in the name, America's Next Top. Well, except for the fact that it's not really America's Next Top Podcast. I was just kind of mashing up a bunch of different reality show titles. The original title, by the way, was Think You've Got the Talent to Be America's Next Top Podcaster.
Yeah, it's on the Kickstarter. So,
it is. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I just decided that wouldn't be really easy for people to search in iTunes or. Yeah.
It's not a good abbreviation. S Y T Y G T T T B A N T P.
Yeah. A N T P works totally well. A-N-T-P. Or America's Next Top Podcast. Yeah.
Well, and I think like America's Next Top Model, people are used to ANTM, and so
exactly.
ANTP feels really, really solid. But I started listening to, you've got the, I guess, the second round of competition right now with food episodes, and I listened to that today, and that's the format that you've got is really fascinating, because you have these contestants do these short, like 10-minute podcast episodes, but basically an entire new concept of a show in 10 minutes. But then you also have the long, like, you hear them working on the concept for the show and talking to advisors and stuff. I think that's really a really cool idea to show off the process of making a podcast, but also conceptualizing a creativity and an idea.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, basically it's a way of showing you the entire process from concept to execution, or even before execution, to adjusting and recording and testing and saying, no, that didn't work, let's adjust and do this. And it's really the only way you'd be able to do something like this and have it be compelling. We figured out, I mean, this is something I've been working on for 5 years, trying to figure out the right way to do the formats of the shows and do the submissions and have all the challenges laid out. If we were to start with individual, you know, go start from the get-go without teams and have 12 individuals.
12, that would be a ton.
It would be tough, right? Because you'd have 12 10-minute podcasts the judges need to listen to. Mm-hmm. You'd have all these things. Plus, the concept, when you're working with other people, you can record that discussion, that saying of like, oh, should I do narration here or should we put music at the beginning? If you're doing it solo, you don't have any of that. So I wanted to make sure that the teams led right into a lot of that collaboration stuff that we do as podcasters to get our stuff working.
Well, and I think that's the most powerful, quick way to get into like having really strong, whether it's a podcast or a video, is like having other people and having a relationship dynamic rather than just, I mean, one mic stuff works great. I mean, Justin does a ton of one mic stuff, but when you put two people together, there's nothing like a conversation between two people that is easily replicable by yourself. So putting them in groups is great. And listening to, I listened to all the individual submissions for this week, and there's one of them is like a true crime podcast, basically. And so there's like
it
four
is culinary capers,
and there's four people on that team, but when you listen to like the works, like the episode talking about how they get into it, you realize, oh well, they're all taking a different piece of this,
right?
And I think that really gets into like the reality show element of it. Like you think of Top Chef, right? And it's like, okay, well, someone's got to do the side dishes. Someone's got to do the front of house, right?
Exactly.
And so that group dynamic really ties in really well.
Yeah, we kind of modeled parts of this after like Face Off. There was a sci-fi reality competition where people did like Hollywood-style monster makeup and sci-fi makeup, which is really, really cool. And they'd start off, or they'd have a couple challenges where they'd have to work as teams, and somebody would work on getting the armature right. Another person would work on purely face stuff. Another person would do makeup. And it lent itself perfectly to doing podcasting, because we all have different strengths, and they know that at a certain point during the competition, they don't know when it's going to happen, but they know that at some point it is going to turn from a team competition into individuality. And so they're taking the opportunity now to learn the things that the tools that they don't currently know. If they've got somebody currently outside of this competition they're doing a podcast with who handles all the editing, that's great. But if you're going to be doing it on your own, you
You
better
have
know
to
some
have the
basic
whole
editing
thing.
skills. Yeah,
Right.
exactly. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens when they become individuals in this competition and
Yeah.
have to kind of scramble to do the things that the rest of the team has been doing for them.
And it's interesting to hear all of the different teams so far take a very different take on like food. So like food is the current round of competition. And so like one is more of a discussion thing, but then there's like a true crime one and then like kind of a meteor discussion sort of round table. And I seeing all three different takes on them and having their different strengths and weaknesses really illustrates some of the viability of like how anyone who wants to get into something that they're passionate about that there's a different way for everybody to express that.
Yeah. Oh,
So
for sure. For sure. And that one you mentioned too, Culinary Capers, the true crime food podcast, which is such a brilliant concept. They've actually talked about after this competition is over, the four of them working together and actually doing that as a real podcast. So
they should. That is a very
inadvertently
strong one.
incubator. Yeah, it
Yeah.
really is. Yeah.
Thank you again for being on the show this week. Before we get into our quizzes, which we're sort of known for, I wanted to talk about kind of a trending news item. I know you guys talk about a lot of news items on the morning stream every week, so maybe there's a good chance you know about this. But in case you haven't, do you know Blippi?
No, I don't think I've heard about Blippi.
So Blippi is a YouTube kids educational channel, Blippi, I believe.
Okay. Yep.
And he makes videos about like, oh, check out here's what a fire truck is, and here's all the different parts of a fire truck. Here's colors and little animations and songs and stuff. It's a kids show basically on YouTube.
Yeah.
Well,
Very cool.
so today it came out that the gentleman who is Blippi, who stars as Blippi and is kind of the head of the whole thing, back in when the do you remember the Harlem Shake, the big Harlem Shake
I
day?
do, yeah.
He and a buddy were trying to work on a different, I guess, character. What was his name? Steezy Grossman. Steezy Grossman was the name of this online persona, and it broke that he had done a Harlem Shake video called Harlem Shake Poop.
Okay.
Now
Maybe doesn't go quite well with the child's star image that he's working on.
exactly, and so it broke today that that video that he and the person in that video are the same thing. I will leave it to your imagination for what is going on, but let's just say it's a Harlem Shake video with two gentlemen who are almost completely undressed, and one of them does
Oh
poop on
no.
the other one.
Oh
And
no. Wow.
if
Two guys, one blippy is basically
so,
what it is.
apparently BuzzFeed News, which is where I pulled this from, this was reported from. Oh, let me get the name here because so this was reported from Katie Notopoulos at BuzzFeed News. Apparently, they have tried to scrub this video from the internet. I have found a version of it. I'm not going to show it to you because you don't need to
Yeah.
be scarred with that. But Katie at BuzzFeed really helpfully illustrated sort of just the blocking of what the
I'm looking at the art right now. Holy cow. Wow.
right. So it is exactly what it sounds like. It was, but it raises an interesting question. It goes back to the question of YouTube being like a children's television repository for parents, especially because it's free, especially because it's on all these devices and stuff. Have you had to deal with any of has any of this stuff crossed your radar of like the YouTube kids, like gaming, the gaming of children via YouTube?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's funny because a lot of this stuff passed us by when we were raising Tristan. Our son is now 22 years old, so
So he probably doesn't watch
he does not watch Blippi. Well, I hope he doesn't watch Blippi.
Blippi.
But yeah, but it's a lot of the stuff that that was popular when he was old enough to start looking at YouTube unsupervised was stuff that he was looking for, usually for gaming, you know, how to do this raid in World of Warcraft solo, or how to build something in Minecraft or whatever. So fortunately, we didn't have to worry. I mean, obviously we worried as parents, but we didn't have to worry too much about it. But now we're hearing about, like, basically videos that feature, like, Mario and Spider-Man and, you know, these unlicensed actors portraying these characters just in the hopes that it attracts children to whatever product
is attached to it, promoted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it's to the point where on some level these are, like, being machine generated of, like, I don't know if you've seen this one. This is not salacious, but it's just like, okay, say there's a duck. Like, there's a 3D image, a 3D model of a duck, and it's, like, white. But then there are five ducks trailing it, and they're the exact same, but they're each, like, a different color. And then they're all just walking in a line, and then they go to this, like, it's like a bubble, and they walk into the bubble, and then the music changes, and then they walk out, and they're, like, crocodiles or something. And all the while, like, there is a Spanish voice cutting in to say, like, the Spanish word for crocodile. Like,
okay.
It's I don't know what it is. Like, I'm not a parent. I don't have a child. I don't know the needs of a parent who wants to give their kids something that is that will entertain them, because kids, especially young kids, have no, they don't care about narrative for a lot of the stuff. They just want to be entertained visually.
Bright colors and entertainment. Exactly. Yes.
Right. And so something like that is pretty innocuous, but then you have stuff like, you know, oh, pregnant Elsa is kissing Spider-Man.
That's the one. Yeah, exactly. That's the one. That's the stuff that I've been hearing about, which is just bizarre. That and the tactile, crinkly paper kids unboxing videos. I mean, unboxing videos have been around, obviously, forever. But apparently there are ones now that are being targeted specifically towards kids because of the noise and the texture of the paper. And it's like ASMR for toddlers or something.
Yeah, in fact, Blippi, who is the subject of this article, has a channel just dedicated to toys. And so I believe some of these videos are him just playing with toys. But there are, and that channel, just looking at it briefly, is, like, kind of varied in the sort of things that has. But there are plenty of huge channels that are just literally, here are some hands playing with figures. And for children, that's all they want, right? They want to see toys, and they want to see people playing with toys.
Yeah, they don't need an explanation about what this toy is made from or what it's model. They just want to see the toys being played with, which is such a bizarre, like, would you, as a kid, would you rather just play with toys or watch somebody else play with toys? But again,
it gets
how
to
many
Twitch
people
thing.
Watch? Yeah, exactly. How many people watch other people play video games that they already own? You know, watching somebody play Battlefront or Call of Duty or whatever when they've got Call of Duty, and they could be playing Call of Duty, but they'd rather watch somebody play it.
It's a weird wrinkle, I think, also in the democratization of content creation, right? Like, the openness of YouTube and filming technology, audio technology, where anybody can make an empire without needing, like, a big Hollywood studio, television studio. I think that is the biggest thing maybe the biggest clue for me where a lot of the discomfort comes from, right? Like, if Steve from Blue's Clues is kind of a weird guy or a weird racy guy, whatever, like, you can look at Nickelodeon and say, hey, you also need to take some responsibility over this person.
Right.
And
it's just a guy on the internet.
When it's just a guy, you can't, you know, try as you might, especially when it comes to kids, because kids don't understand these issues. You couldn't tell a 4-year-old, oh, well, he did a poopy, and so we're not watching Blippi anymore. Because then that's going to fuck the kid up. Your kid's going to say, totally. I can't do poopy. And
exactly. Right.
So it's,
I get
it's
to watch him make a poopy at my friend Bob's house, though. Yeah.
So it's really the Wild West out here. I don't know what happens, because this Blippi thing is huge. He's got licensing deals, and there are knockoffs and everything.
I mean, look at all the videos on this guy's page. It's crazy.
Right.
Wow. You know, what's going to happen with all this?
You know, one of the things we do YouTube videos here where I work, and One of the things that we wrestle with is some of the ethics of the things that we teach. We teach magic, and sometimes there are people who are not really excited that we're teaching magic because magic is an old archaic art, and it benefits right. and it benefits people who make money that people don't know how a lot of stuff works. But for me, someone who's not really a magician, honestly, the thing that keeps me going forward is like, well, if we're not the one teaching it, someone else is going to care even less.
Yeah, right.
You know, so if it's not right. Blippi, it's going to be the faceless people who are making these 3D graphics of pregnant Hulk. That's the thing I saw earlier today, the Hulk pregnant. And they're right. definitely not going to care.
No, then, it's going to see something even worse there, potentially. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's I don't envy anyone having kids in 2019 because it's there are more choices and it's you have to be even more discerning because it doesn't feel like there's a barrier to entry that there's responsibility or anyone giving something the green flag.
Right. Yeah. And to add on to that, no mm-hmm. matter what you're looking for, somebody's making a video of it. So, you know, if you, mm-hmm. It's really just a matter of scattershot putting your stuff out there and whatever it is, somebody's going to be watching it.
Yeah. I mean, when you were raising Tristan, like what was your stance on TV? Cause I think just in general, the concept of how much TV time do you have kids? I mean, has only ballooned in, you know, these 20 years between phones and tablets.
Yeah, we weren't strict by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, we knew what he was watching when he was watching stuff with us. He actually stopped watching a lot of TV probably 8 or 9. You know, he started playing more video games online and stuff that we'd kind of manage for him there, RuneScape and Minecraft and even getting into World of Warcraft and StarCraft and stuff like that. Got really good at that too, which is really, you know, makes me jealous that he was able to do so well with that. But the stuff that he was watching on TV was usually the stuff that we were already watching. And even later on, he'd watch stuff like Fargo and the TV show, not the movie, stuff like that with us. Breaking Bad, he was really into, Lost. So he kind of looked at what we were watching, would hang out with us, watch it. And then if he got hooked on it, we'd make sure that it was kind of a regular thing that we'd watch the rest of those with him. If he didn't, then he would just go play video games or read or something like that. So I feel like compared to what could have happened with having more of a free range attitude with that, we did pretty well. We were pretty lucky with that.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I know it's a very weird thing when it's not like it's a bonding thing, right? Like we all watched this thing together, and it's not like we all went hiking together because it's an inside kind of dormant thing, but it is
sure
it's a shared experience. Group.
Yeah, exactly. And it's something then that becomes, you're looking forward to it, like tabletop gaming night, or we're all working together to make dinner night, or whatever it is. It becomes one of those things as a parent that you kind of really go for, or really look forward to. He's on his own now, so, you know, we're empty nesting, so now we watch whatever we want. Yeah. Not like that's changed a whole heck of a lot, but yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're going to watch a whole bunch of Blippi.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like Blippi's got something for everybody.
He does, know? Yeah.
Whether you want to learn about helicopters or the trajectory of people. I will say the trajectory was really impressive is the thing that got me. He got it on the first
like
take.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's not something you want to have to do 5 times.
No, certainly not.
Certainly have the fortitude to do 5 times. But noticing that the artwork, the blocking that she did of the shots, it's like, wow, if that's live action,
yes,
that's pretty damn impressive stuff.
So one of the things that we do in this quiz is we try to learn a little bit about each other using online quizzes, some of the most popular content on the internet. And I think, some people might know you as Crazy Hat Guy. You know,
yes,
someone right. with a quirky side.
That's right. Yeah, funny hat's even up there on my. I don't know if you can see it. No, I'm not.
Probably maybe not.
But it's just out of frame on a portal turret gun where, you know, where it should be, right? I mean, who doesn't keep their hats on a portal turret gun?
So I want to see which type of quirky you are, and this okay. this is going to be one of the more abstract ones. Sometimes we have very like concrete quizzes here. It's like, which Riverdale character are you? This one's maybe a little more abstract. This is from Ray Chilling, a infamous BuzzFeed community contributor. Everyone's either Salsa the Dance or Salsa the Food. Which one are you?
Okay. All right.
Now, what do you think? Which one do you think you would be, Brian? Salsa the Dance or Salsa the Food?
Certainly more Salsa the Food. I'm, you know.
Oh, really?
I'm more. Well, I mean, okay. Let's look at it rather than just me going immediately to food, which is kind of what I tend to do. Mm. We're looking at Salsa maybe being more creative. You know, right? Salsa the Dance being more creative, and,
sure.
and Salsa more. The Food maybe being more. Sustenance and salt of the earth and that sort of thing, then maybe I would lean more towards Salsa the Dance.
Salsa the Dance. Wow. All right, well, let's find out. It's wide open. It's wide open.
I can't wait to find out what I am, really.
So we've got our first question here. What time do you normally wake up? I bet this was probably an easy one. Before 9 a.m. or after 9 a.m.?
Yeah, well before 9 a.m. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to sleep in since 2000. Like I wake up at 5 or 6 in the morning. Yeah.
Even is on that vacation. When the morning stream started? How long has the morning stream been going on?
Morning stream started in 2011. I did Coverville starting in about 2004, but, morning stream didn't start till 2011. Yeah, I was well into my screwed up sleep schedule by then, which worked perfectly.
And if people don't know, the Morning Stream is a morning, like a morning show podcast and live stream on Frog Pants. That has to influence your sleep schedule a lot, not just when you wake up, but when you go to sleep. I know we had Chris James on a few weeks back who was saying like he's actually kind of an early riser, even though he will go and do these stand-up shows that are very late, or he'll do these live streams that are very late. Do you wrestle with that, or is that pretty much a routine now?
It's a routine now for sure. And it's so much of a routine that it's almost involuntary. Get up at like you say, about 6 o'clock, either recumbent bike or Bowflex, one of the two, alternating back and forth, then shower, eat breakfast, and usually down here at my desk by like 7 a.m., which is...
Wow, that's a lot to fit in 1 hour.
It is, yeah. Well, you know, I'm a quick guy. But, and then, you know, it's prep for the show, getting music together, getting... the game. If we're doing a game show that day, I need to get the game show materials, vet the answers, figure out what the prizes are going to be. In any case, there's a couple songs per show. I get one from independent artists and then another one that's usually by request that also has to be vetted, made sure that I can legally play it, like that. And so it's about an hour and a half worth of work, and works out perfectly for getting ready for the show. Scott, in the meantime, is getting news together and... Mm-hmm. All the stuff that he has to prep for the show.
There is something about waking up early in the morning that that especially when you have something to do right in the early in the morning, because I work from home 70%+ of the time, and so I can kind of set my own schedule, which means get to be a little loosey-goosey in the morning.
Sure.
But right when you wake up and you're like, oh, I need to go and I have to go do this thing super early in the morning, like that is a strong start to the day.
It is. And I work better with that sort of thing than I do with... For a while, we were doing Morning Stream at 10 a.m. And it's weird because I couldn't sleep. It's not like I could sleep in an hour, right? I couldn't sleep in a little bit later. I couldn't... It was even harder to do... in addition to the podcasting, I do freelance graphic design, web design, stuff like that. And... knowing that I had 45 minutes until I needed to start working on this, it was such a weird time constraint that it wouldn't let me get into another project to start it, because I feel like, all right, I'm getting into this project, starting it. Oh, time to stop doing that and move over to stuff for podcasting. So having it be a more closer schedule to when I get up, I think works better for me.
Yeah, because you need a certain amount of time to get into a flow state, especially if you're doing design, any sort of design work, right? You have to get, it's part of momentum, you know, to get lost. And then once you're in it, then you want as much time to be in it to right. keep your productivity up.
Yeah, I want an open-ended. I want nothing scheduled after I start working on something, so that if I get into a real groove with the a logo design or getting a bunch of pages transferred over from another site, mm-hmm. I don't want to feel like, all right, well, I've got time maybe to do one more, and then I've got to stop. I just want to just get it done, get it finished.
Right. All right, we got another question here. How would you describe yourself? We have a few options: energetic, adventurous, chill, or ambitious.
Wow. Well, I mean, there's aspects of all four of these. Fortunately, aspects of all four of these. I think that I would describe myself as chill. I'm a fairly laid back kind of guy.
Chill.
Chill, especially compared to some of the people I hang out with. I'm the mellow Obi-Wan to their freaking out C-3POs, if that's a a good comparison. Yeah, I'm the calming influence. So I'm gonna say I'm chill.
Has it always been kind of your mood to be like chill? No?
No, I think I probably a good 10, 20 years ago, probably before, you know, even before podcasting. Podcasting is probably what made me so chill and working from home. But man, when I was working in an office setting day by day, I was way more of a type A organization. This has to be done a certain way. Can't vary from that. Very, very meticulous kind of thing. And now it's more like, hey man, all right, cool. What's up? All right, we're doing a show. Excellent. Sounds good.
Well, and so, you know, especially when you do a lot of podcasts and when you had freelance work on top of that, you really have to have a certain amount of organizational stuff just to keep things straight and to make sure stuff gets done on time.
You got to be very disciplined with that. Yeah, for sure.
We've got another question here. If you could be an animal for a day, which animal would you choose? Now, before we see the option, Let's freestyle it before we pick. If you could be an animal for a day, what would you choose? Because this is, I think this is a variation on the superpower question. Right?
Sure.
Would you have flight or super strength?
Invisibility.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see here. I'd want something that is not an animal that has to really worry about its life so much. Right? I don't want to be a house fly. I don't want to be a house fly. Cat's not bad, but I think I'd go further and say like a lion. Just like, all right, I'm chill. I'm going to hang out here under this tree. Oh, I'm hungry. Great. There's some gazelle over there. I'm going to go eat one of them. Then I come back and hang out under this tree. So I'm gonna say lion, but let's see if that's even one of the choices.
A very powerful, big, top of the food chain presence. Yeah.
I don't want to have to worry what's above me. Sure.
All right. The options here are a koala bear, a penguin, a monkey, or a dog.
Okay. All right. So now knowing the choices,
I think a dog might be the closest,
right? Because the dog just has to kind of hang out. It's like, oh, a mailman's coming. Great. I'm going to go bark. Oh, UPS guy. Great. Let's go bark. And then we go back to sleep.
Monkeys have that wild factor.
A little high strung. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. That's true. They also have to worry about getting eaten by lions. Koala bears are pretty well protected. Like, what do they really do? They have to worry about anything,
right?
I don't think so. Right? And I don't even know what
they're
eats
poisonous.
A koala bear.
They're poisonous, right? So people
are they?
Either they're poisonous or eucalyptus leaves are poisonous.
Yeah,
and so they are not quite the
they're
prey
not used
that
for
they
food or anything. Gotcha.
Right.
Oh yeah, then I'm liking koala bear. Although I think my style. I'm going to go with dog. I probably am more closer to a dog. Definitely not a penguin, though. I don't even know what kind of person would say, hey, I'd love to be a penguin for a day. Someone who loves the cold.
You know what? I mean, I bet it's for people who like penguins. Like, penguins are an animal that I think have a very specific fan base for.
Yeah.
Like, people who love, like, my aunt loves penguins.
Sure.
And I don't know. I mean, they're adorable. They're very cute. But I think
there's a big difference between wanting to watch penguins and wanting to be a penguin, though. It's like, all right, I'm going to be a bird, but not one that can fly. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be a bird that basically has to walk around in the cold.
Yeah. I will say a dog. I think a dog probably puts you closer to being Salsa the food than Salsa the Dance.
I'm really curious. Yeah, I think where the line draws between salsa, like dogs and salsa the food, or dogs and salsa the dance. It'll be interesting to see.
All right, now, okay, here we go. We're going to talk about dances. What style of dance is your favorite? Salsa, jazz, hip hop, or tap? Now, I know you have a history with jazz music, but maybe not jazz dance. Jazz dance is maybe a little specific.
Yeah, certainly not jazz. As a matter of fact, when I think of jazz, I think of you're sitting in a room, smoky room, dude playing piano, saxophone, guy on a drum with those brushes, kind of playing some mellow stuff up on stage. I don't even think about dancing, but I'm guessing it would just be kind of like a mellow kind of shimmy kind of thing. Tap dance is just obnoxious. Nobody likes tap dancing. Oh no, did I offend the host? Are you a tap dancer?
No,
like a
tap
dancer?
Tap dancing maybe it's an exposure thing, cuz I don't know a lot of tap dance, but I think it's you know what I think it's novel, but I do think you could oversaturate on tap pretty quickly.
I think so. I get tired of I'll watch oh man, who was Billy Crystal's Gregory Hines? I'll watch Gregory Hines do like a minute of tap dance, and then I'm ready to move on to something else.
That's it.
That's the deep pull right there.
Yeah.
Salsa again, not a style of dance that I think of other than like the lambada, right? Is that like I guess your salsa dance, you get the woman with the flowers in her hair, the long dress, and she's holding one side of the dress and she's kind of that's all I can visualize for salsa dancing.
You just know the emoji woman doing the salsa dance.
I know, that's exactly what I'm thinking of. It's the emoji woman. Oh my god, that's the salsa dance emoji. So I think hip hop is the just by process of elimination, hip hop is what I would have to go with.
I think hip hop's also, I mean, besides being the most modern of all of these, it also feels the least specific. Like, I think there's a lot of nuance in hip hop style of dance.
Sure. Know? I mean, there's, you know, hammer pants going back and forth laterally with the parachute pants. There's that. There's, you know, you're just you're kind of sitting doing the hand waving kind of stuff. I feel like a lot of the Fortnite dances are probably closer to hip hop dances than anything else.
I was just going
to
say, I've downloaded TikTok the other day and was browsing. Oh, yeah. Browsing all their videos and stuff, and like the Fortnite dances are very popular. Like the dance, the doing the shoot, the
floss.
Yeah,
is flossing made its way to Fortnite yet?
Yes. Because flossing is a big part of all that lawsuit stuff, I think. But
right, that's right. Yes.
Though I will say on TikTok, I have not seen a lot of flossing. I've seen like the default dance, and I've seen a lot of the shoot challenge, but not a lot of flossing specifically. I wonder if that's just like run its course.
Is the flossing trend over? Oh, I sure hope so. We have season tickets to the National League lacrosse team here in Colorado, and people bring their kids. It's great. It's a great time. You bring your families, go see the lacrosse game. And no matter what, when the camera focuses on a group of kids age 7 through 14, the first thing to do is stand up, look at the camera, and then just start flossing, because it's like the trigger. As soon as they realize they're on the Jumbotron, they are flossing.
Mm-hmm. Do you keep up with trends like that? Like, young middle school, high school trends, not just flossing, but like,
no, I mean, you know, like the whole Shaggy being the ultimate boss, and and
powerful
stuff like
Shaggy
that. Powerful Shaggy, I do. And it's only because so I mentioned that I get the I do the recumbent bike every other day. While I'm on the recumbent bike, as weird, this is going to sound like the weirdest thing, I have an Oculus Go that I try to figure out things that I could do while I'm on the recumbent bike to just distract me from being on the recumbent bike. The worst thing about exercise is realizing you're exercising. And so I need something to distract me. So I've been watching this app called Neverthink, which basically goes through, it's probably a lot like the TikTok, you know, next video, next video, next video kind of thing, except this does it automatically.
Oh, interesting.
All one word, Neverthink. There it is right there. Yeah, Neverthink TV, or is it just...
Yeah, here we go. The
There
app.
it is right there.
Yeah.
And there's iPad apps and I think a desktop app and stuff like that. All it does is it just goes one little short 28-second video, next 28-second or 20, 30-second video, whatever. And it's basically every popular meme going on right now. So everything from the Minecraft "you died" after some
Sure.
dude runs up and hits a tree, and then it just blacks out. You died.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So that's how I'm getting my keeping up with the current meme knowledge.
I will say though, going through TikTok and seeing what the big like trends are there feels like it feels like a different world. It feels like,
Yeah.
oh, I definitely didn't know any of these things. Like
Right.
streaks, I did not know streaks. The Rise and Grind anthem. The Rise and Grind
Right.
anthem is really good.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, you'll see like a dozen videos all referencing the same thing that you've never heard of before, and you're like, "Wow, where have I been?" Or what parties are these people going to that they're hearing about this sort of thing? Because I've been missing out.
And you know the way TikTok is, because TikTok's based on like, oh, you can take this audio from another video and use it in yours. So people tend to
Sure.
do a lot of the same type of thing with their own spin on it. And it's always like they always get me when they do like the circle game thing. They always get me at the last second with the surprise of the circle game or
Right, or the Lion Sleeps Tonight, the beginning the music
yes.
of the Lion Sleeps Tonight comes up a lot. Yeah.
And so it's interesting. There was the streaks one especially was interesting to me because I saw it a lot and then I clicked onto the music track and just watched like nonstop of people doing different streaks things. And I feel like there's an innateness to some of the memes, right? Like, okay, so everyone is doing these things, right? But I wanted there's like it's not even like a know your meme thing, right? You can't even look it up because this is not a thing that is happening broadly. It's a very
Right.
specific idea of like, oh, I need to stop what I'm doing and record my feet as I run the longest, farthest possible way I can to get to the bathroom, climb up on the sink, and then get myself in the mirror with the camera and go streaks. Like, I don't know what that
Yeah,
means, but I
look
know
at
that that's what
this.
it is. Oh, jeez.
I'm looking at some of these right now. That there, I did not realize there were so many of these. Run, grab your shoes, run.
And then
Put
you
shoes on the
go
wrong feet in some of them.
out the house, down the street. There was one guy who was like in school, and you could tell he was just kind of running in circles just to make it last really long.
Okay. This is crazy. I did not even realize how much of a thing this was.
And then I think that is a holdover from Snapchat. I think that's kind of a Snapchat thing, Snapchat streaks. But
Okay.
even then, that's not exactly what this is. So it's, we're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
Damn, I'm out of touch too. This is one of those. This is exactly what I was talking about. Apparently, this is a much bigger thing than even I had realized, and it's all over the internet. And I'm now just, hearing about it being a thing.
Okay, well let's finish up
Cool.
this quiz here. I think
Oh
we
yeah,
might only have a few
sounds
more.
good.
So, which music genre is your least favorite? I know you do Coverville, you hear a lot of music.
Sure. A lot of different genres. Yeah.
We've got rap, country, EDM, and rock.
Okay. Least favorite out of those. Sadly, it's a pretty easy one. I am not a fan of country music. Out of the four of these, country music is easily the least favorite. I'll listen to old country, George Jones, Willie Nelson, stuff like that.
Classics.
New stuff sounds so identical. And again, it's probably I just don't listen to enough of it. But I can't tell my Garth Brooks from my, and I know he's not even a current one. Luke Bryan, Big and Rich,
Sure.
Florida Georgia Line, they all kind of sound the same to me. So,
Well, and
yeah,
there was
countries.
a thing a few months back that was like, hey, why does country music keep using the same beat? Like modern country music has this drum beat, like this programmed drum beat that they're putting on stuff, and it is making stuff all sound the same because it's getting further away from, I guess, any if you think of country music, you would think of it as being very acoustic, very live instruments and stuff.
Sure.
And having a drum machine in it kind of gets away from kind of, I guess, the authenticity
negates
of it.
The earthiness of it. Yeah, right.
Right. But with the current popularity of country music being like very radio friendly, very mainstream friendly, that's kind of the trend that they're feeding into. It's a weird time for country music.
Following the pop. Yeah, makes sense.
I mean, I guess it's like rock, right? There's no rock music anymore. It's alternative or heavy metal or
punk or
synth rock, shoegaze. Like there's, it's all niched out, rock has. So the word rock doesn't mean anything anymore.
Not what it used to, no.
Yeah. What is something that you can't live without? Okay, something you can't live without. I think they've definitely picked some of the most essential stuff here. Sweatpants.
Sure.
Mexican food, chocolate, or cats?
Wow. Okay.
Really covering the bases, I think.
There really are. Geez, it's such a perfect cross section of a pie chart. there's no overlap whatsoever. All right, we can definitely rule out sweatpants. I can live without sweatpants. Seeing them on me,
really?
Seeing them on other people. Yeah. Does that you know?
I'm wearing sweatpants right now. So,
all right. Well, that's the joy of working from home.
Working from home.
I can live without them.
Okay.
There are other pants that I could use in its place. Now, Mexican food. That's a tough one. I love Mexican food.
Tacos.
Chocolate. Believe it or not, I could probably live without chocolate. Mm-hmm. Cats, it's really between cats and Mexican food right now.
Do you have any cats? Is a good question.
I do. I have a cat. Yeah, there's Inara, who is affectionately called on the internet Cover Cat, because she hangs out, usually while I'm doing a show, she'll hang out in this perch right behind me. And she's more of a star of the show than I am, really. Because when I start the show, it's like, Brian's here. Mm-hmm. But when she hops up on the perch, it's like, oh my God, Inara's here. Zoom in.
Then the real show starts, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, maybe I could live without her just because she steals the spotlight from me. That might be it.
The ego pick.
That's right, exactly. You know what? I could live without. I'll say I can't live without cats, even though it sounds like I'm going to be a crazy cat guy. I could live without Mexican food. I just go to another
something would fill its
food
place.
Style.
That's a very specific niche. Okay, yeah.
I'd up my Chinese food intake. We got a lot here. Okay, I guess I better quit sandbagging.
All right, we got a few more here. Maybe we'll lightning round the rest of these. What's something you think you're bad at? Dancing, staying focused, saving money, or life?
Jeez. All right. Well,
I tell
people
you what,
who have been listening so far say staying focused.
Yeah, all right. This is something with some of these quizzes is that they don't cover the spectrum with these questions. They're not trying to give you all of the various options. They're trying to a lot of them focus on like popular choices, I think, which means you get very specific silos and stuff like this. So
it's like which would you rather be, a stapler, a pie, a
right? You're like, I guess pie is closest to an animal. I don't know.
It's not like, what's your favorite color? Red, yellow, blue, green. It's like, what shape? Well, that's even too specific. Seeing all the crap behind me, I think I'm going to go with what the audience is probably saying and say saving money. Although the audience can't see me, they just hear me. Saving money is probably my something I'm bad at.
That one's always tough for online entrepreneurs and creators.
It is. Because you want to have like, ooh, I could do such a better podcast if I had a better screen, a better monitor.
Yeah. If I had this controller, then I could do all these things.
Exactly. Yes. If I had this gold-plated fidget spinner, I could do such a better podcast.
We should get a gold-plated fidget. That would make this podcast a lot more.
Right?
Just hear it in the background.
Or a fidget spinner? Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Great for audio quality. All right, this one, here you go. This is an easy one, though, okay? Breakfast or dinner? Are you a breakfast guy or a dinner guy?
I'm a breakfast guy, because you know what? I can eat breakfast for dinner. I can eat dinner for breakfast.
Oh, interesting, because I am the exact opposite.
Are you the opposite?
I eat
dinner for breakfast?
I almost never want to eat breakfast. I would rather have lunch for breakfast or dinner for breakfast. I mean, I had spaghetti for breakfast this morning. So like,
did you? Okay. Yeah. So that is the opposite. Yeah. I could do like eggs and bacon and toast for dinner and be totally happy. The only, the only caveat to that is pizza. Last night's pizza makes a great this morning's breakfast, especially don't heat in the microwave. Cold pizza for breakfast. Totally fine. A solid block of cheese on the top.
I was almost with you on that one. I was almost with you on that one, but
I lost you on the cold pizza.
You got to heat it up. You got to heat it up a little bit. Oh, whether you do the microwave, do the stovetop, do the oven thing. I got to have the hot pizza though.
All right.
Which color do you like better? We got a color question.
Good. Here we go. Wait, it's funny. All right. We actually are getting the one.
It's only red or blue. Which
red or blue?
I think again, very specific silos.
Yes, exactly. What if yellow was my favorite color? But no, this is a good. This is an easy one. So much of my background here is red. It's because I like the color red. I'm a big red
guy.
Fan. I'm wearing red right now.
Yeah, even your headphones are red. And
my headphones are red. I bought them specifically because they're red. I have a Spider-Man on the cord here.
That's a Spider-Man. I wondered what I thought that's a weird that's a weird mic for that.
Right.
No, Spider-Man.
No, it's just a little plastic Spider-Man that hangs on the wire for other reason than just to hang on the wire. Serves no purpose whatsoever.
All right, now you're going to pick a red food. All right. So I guess this is drilling into how salsa you are. Let's pick a red food.
So
apples, tomatoes, cherries, or red velvet cake.
Ooh, wow. Mm. Very specific. If we would have said blue, we probably wouldn't have gotten a bunch of blue food, right? Because that would be really tough. Pick a blue food. Okay,
yeah,
good.
No.
All right, pick a red food. Apples, tomatoes, cherries, red velvet cake. Red velvet cake is not, that's as delicious as it is. It doesn't need to be red. It tastes like chocolate. It doesn't taste like
red. It is chocolate,
so,
yeah.
I'm eliminating that one.
Okay.
Apples, tomatoes, cherries. Tomatoes, to me, are versatile enough that I'm going to go with tomatoes, right? Because you got your pizza, you got your spaghetti, but you can even, if you got cherry tomatoes, that makes a delicious snack, a healthy and delicious snack. So I'm going to say tomatoes.
All right. That's it. All right. We're going to find out.
If that doesn't point to salsa, salsa the food, I don't know what does.
We'll find out. Everyone's either salsa the dance or salsa the food. Which one is Brian Ibbett? He is salsa the dance.
Salsa the dance. Hey, look, there's the salsa lady emoji. That's the one I was thinking.
Hold on. Okay, awesome. Let's take a look at this because you did pick tomatoes. You picked red, which is red. The color of tomato.
Sure.
Breakfast. I feel like salsa the food is something you could have at breakfast. Certainly.
Sure. I put salsa on my eggs. Yeah.
Saving money is something you're bad at.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, so being bad at dancing, you'd think would be like, if I would have said bad at dancing, it probably would have said, oh, you're definitely not salsa the dance. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Well, there we go. You're salsa the dance.
I'm salsa the dance. You know, I learned something about myself today.
You learned something about yourself. All right. We're going to come back and we'll maybe take a couple more after this. Hey y'all, thanks for listening. If you like the show, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/trendinglemon. For more information and past episodes, visit trendinglemon.com. If you haven't in you, tell a friend. That stuff really helps. We don't pay to promote this podcast, so word of mouth is how everyone finds us. My name is Bryce Castillo. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/Brycas, BRYCAS. And be sure to check out America's Next Top Podcaster at americasnexttoppodcaster.com or any podcast directory. All right, Brian Ibbett, we got one last quiz for you.
Okay.
Are you a Disney person? Are you big into Disney, expanded franchises
person.
Of Disney?
Yeah, especially with Star Wars and Marvel being Disney stuff now. Absolutely.
Oh, right. What about the Disney villains, right? Like, Maleficent,
Scar.
Sure,
Jafar, Ursula.
Ursula, classic. Now, what about this? All right.
Okay.
McDonald's. Fast
is
food.
Is McDonald's a Disney villain?
All right. Well.
Oh, I see. It's either is this which are you a Disney villain or are you a McDonald's food item? Is that our BuzzFeed quiz?
No, this is from Riley B56. Eat at McDonald's, and we'll tell you which iconic Disney villain you're most like.
Okay, good. I'm liking this already.
Do you eat a lot of fast food?
I used to. I don't these days, and that kind of goes along with the recumbent bike and Bowflex because I'm trying to lose this fat. But but I used to do McDonald's. I'm the dude who would go to McDonald's a lot when the Monopoly game was going on because I'd like try and win stuff. I never win anything but like a quarter pounder. But yeah.
never got
anything above that.
You know about the McDonald's Monopoly quiz, or how they were rigged for a long time because someone was cheating.
No way, really?
One of the security guards at the printing company where they were making the slips stole, because they only put so many of, like, the third in the series of the things. So this guy,
the hardest one to get, right.
Yeah. He stole a bunch of the Park Place and the the waterfront ones. And sold them. He pirated them. He offloaded them. Millions of dollars of fraud over a bunch of years. Like not even.
Oh
once,
really?
Like,
so this wasn't during just one contest. This was like over. Wow. And he was able to do it. He was able to do it that stealthily that they didn't put two and two together. That
they ended up getting him. And I think I don't know if they got him to pay damages or what, but I think that's why they kind of don't do the Monopoly very much anymore, because I think I think that stink is still over McDonald's Monopoly. Like once
still
you realize
a black cloud over McDonald's Monopoly. So I mean, obviously he couldn't do eBay, right? Because it'd be pretty easy to trace the eBay account that the money's going to. How do you fence Monopoly pieces?
I think it was just like he knew a guy. Like I know a guy who will give me, you know, a couple $100,000 for this $1 million piece or whatever. Like, because at that point, you're not even, like, it's not even a chance. It's just you're laundering money, basically.
Right. Yeah.
So we'll see. Awesome. Well, I don't know if this, if that guy is represented on this Disney villain quiz, but
he's
we'll
a McDonald's villain, not a Disney villain.
That's right. All right. First off, what are you drinking? The drink is very important to any meal. We got coffee, Coke, Sprite, smoothie, water, or root beer. Oh, wait, no. Also, chai tea, frappe, iced tea, or Diet Coke.
Wow. All right.
Well,
options. Since chocolate shake isn't on here.
I think smoothie's the closest
smoothie
to that.
Maybe, but these days, probably when I, in the waning McDonald's years, probably Coke or Diet Coke. I would say let's say Diet Coke, because if I were eating it today, we're trying to find out what Disney villain I'd be today, not what
today,
Disney villain I would have been 10 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, that's good, because that's interesting, because if we were doing this like back then, you might be a totally different answer.
I would be a totally different villain. I'd be more Ursula from The Little Mermaid.
All right, here we go. Okay, this is a big one, I bet. What are you eating? Yeah, the Happy Meal, the Big Mac, chicken nuggets, the McWrap, so the wrapped item.
Sure, the tortilla deal, right?
The filet of fish, the McGriddle, the cheeseburger, the quarter pounder, or the snack wrap. So
kind of a couple of different
wraps and burgers.
I was definitely a burger guy, so it's either the Big Mac or the quarter pounder. Those would be the two that I'd usually go between. Mm. The Big Mac had more variety, right? Because your quarter pounder is...
It's just a big
meat,
burger.
Pickles, onions, and your ketchup and mustard. So I'm going Big Mac because you got the 2-all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. I grew up in the 70s.
That's right. They don't really,
don't use that thing anymore, which is crazy because they should.
Yeah. I think they're coy about it. I think it's very much like, oh, we'll put it on the bags or we'll put it on the wrappers.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Now, it'll resurface. It resurfaces every few, you know, every decade or something. So we're going to see a resurgence of the 2-all beef patties meme, the list.
People love
lists these days.
and you know, nowadays, I mean, 90s, I mean, I think there was even some of it in the 90s, but like 90s retro is back.
It is, right.
You know,
Yeah.
and so may I wonder when we're gonna start to see like McDonald's do a big like 90s retro push.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Because they totally would, right? Like
They
get some
totally would.
Heelys, get
Right. The baggy pants, the
the
maybe
JNCOs.
some jeans on backwards.
Well,
Right.
the crisscross, yeah.
The crisscross, yes. That's apparently what I connect with the 90s. Do you think it's also because some of those ingredients they don't do anymore, or they don't do them like they used to? Like the first thing is two all beef patties. Maybe they can't say all beef anymore.
Well, you know, that's a good point because they have a like all beef burger now. Like
Right. That
you
they're promoting
pay,
as, oh, this is the all beef burger. Yeah.
right?
It's not made with the pink slime.
Which it tastes good. It's very wet. They give it to you very wet, but it's
Oh, really?
good. But yeah, I wonder if you couldn't say like all beef anymore.
Two partially beef patties. Two mostly beef patties special sauce. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, now you have to have a side for your food. All right, so you got a few options here: fries, the hash brown, fruit and fiber muffin, garlic parm fries, poutine. Are
For our
these must not
Canadian
be.
McDonald's listeners, yeah.
apple
Definitely not
slice.
offered here.
No, definitely. That would. I wonder if they do. Maybe. I wonder if like in northern regions, they might have poutine. Like
Yeah,
a.
but they
I
do,
wonder.
right? Like in Toronto, you can get let me get Big Mac with a side of poutine.
Some McPoutine. Ugh.
McPoutine. That just does not sound good. That's what Blippi got in trouble for is.
I think the last thing on earth I want to eat is whatever McDonald's thinks gravy is.
Right. Yeah, they're not cooking down some beef juices and mixing it with cornstarch and thickening it up. This is coming out of a can,
A
a
packet.
nondescript can.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Forget it.
We got apple slices, the yogurt tube, chicken nuggets, or salad. Chicken nuggets is a very
Wow.
like cookout option here. It's very much like,
It
hey,
is.
you want a corn dog for your side of a burger?
Right. Yes, exactly. How about for a side, would you just like another burger? You know what, even when I was starting to eat healthier and I was still going to McDonald's, I didn't care. I'm still getting fries. Their fries are fries are life at McDonald's.
You like the cold pizza. Do you like cold McDonald's
No.
fries?
No.
Fried
Once any fries. Oh, there are no fries if they get cold. Oh yeah, no, I'm done. They've got to stay hot. The only thing you can do with cold fries that's actually halfway decent is put them on a waffle iron and make a waffle out of them, a fry waffle. So when you bring home those cold fries from like you go to Red Robin and you're like, oh, I didn't eat half my fries. Bring them home, put them on the waffle iron, and now you've got a really cool fry
Ooh,
treat.
I should do that. I have a grill press. We have a Jack in the Box here in Texas,
Sure.
and I love their curly fries, but they get cold very fast. I don't know what
Yeah.
it is, just because.
Lots of surface area
Yeah,
on
that
the
might.
curly fry.
But I for McDonald's fries specifically, I do like them cold. But
Wow.
that's a strong like contender for what to do with cold fries instead of just eat them
Yeah.
cold.
Oh yeah. No, you definitely do that. And hey, if you're Canadian, throw some cheese curds and gravy on there, sure, but no, make a waffle out of them and it's really good. They get crispier. It's like, I don't know, it's like hash browns. It's really, really good.
Wait, do you have the love for the McDonald's breakfast that some people do? Because some people are like, I gotta have the McDonald's breakfast, but
Yeah.
like, because especially if you're a breakfast guy.
No, I wasn't one of the ones who got excited when they said, "Hey, we're gonna do breakfast all day now." It's like, all right, great. So now any time of day I can get a dried English muffin with an egg. I mean, the Egg McMuffin is the standard. The newer breakfast stuff they come out with the griddles and stuff like that are just so dang soppy greasy that I can't do it. But you know, every once in a while an Egg McMuffin, sure. I'd say I'm not fully on the McDonald's breakfast bandwagon, but if it's handy and I can get away with it, I'll do an Egg McMuffin.
I wonder if I've had, I don't think I've ever had the Egg McMuffin. I'm very like,
Oh, wow.
my barometer for fast food menu or the things that I tend to get attracted to in the fast food menus are the basic things, like the simplest things that they can't, that don't require a lot of process for
assembly.
Them.
Assembly, sure, right?
So like at
Less
Taco Bell,
to screw up, yeah.
At Taco Bell, I just get their plain tacos because you can't mess it up, you know?
It's true.
And so I tend to be like a bacon, egg, and cheese guy because you don't have to deal with the griddle. You just put it on the thing, put it out.
Right.
I wonder if, because I've, over the past year or two, come to realize I'm not great with eggs. I think I have some sort of sensitivity to eggs. Yeah. And I've definitely had like a ton of bacon, egg, and cheeses growing up. I wonder if just the fact that that's like not really like eggs, that's like kind of eggs.
Pseudo eggs, yeah.
Part of it.
Egg substitute. Now, coming back to the Taco Bell thing. Do you not feel like McDonald's or Taco Bell is doing it wrong by not having, by putting that layer of lettuce between the meat and the cheese? Shouldn't the cheese go directly on the meat so that it melts into the meat and then the lettuce goes on top of that? Or is it all right?
I hate the lettuce. I am a no lettuce
Oh, do you get it without
guy.
Lettuce? So you just go straight.
No lettuce.
So, Taco Bell, no lettuce. There you go. Problem solved.
Absolutely.
Meat and cheese together as they should be.
The easiest thing, and it's the worst when they mess it up because it's the easiest thing. You only had to do less than you and
right
had to
right
do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't get the shredded, because shredded lettuce, all right, I've talked about this before, but shredded lettuce has a bad mouth feel to me, and when it has the grease of the meat, then it has this bad slippery feeling that kind of makes me gag. So if they offered leaf lettuce, I would be all down for leaf lettuce at Taco Bell.
Interesting. Okay.
But the shredded lettuce, but I don't know if it's just that it wilts or if it gets all the grease in it.
And it's any shredded lettuce, right? So like for salads, you wouldn't want to do a chopped salad. You'd much rather do like a leaf salad. Probably.
I'd say if it's like a thick chop still, that's okay. You know, those are kind of more square cut than string. It's just the stringy, lettuce.
What's your take on coleslaw then? Probably not a fan?
Coleslaw's okay.
It's fine. I mean, it's not even lettuce; it's cabbage, but still, it's in that kind of that shredded, the shredded
cabbage
realm.
Is fine. You know why I think cabbage is fine is because it's tougher. It's a little more hardy.
You want it. You want your cabbage shredded. Yeah. You don't want cabbage leaves. Nobody eats a cabbage leaf.
Yeah, because at least then you have bite. Then you have some bite that you're working with.
Sure.
So that's my Taco Bell minute. all right, I think one or two more. Of course, you're going to get dessert with your meal. So
of course,
we have a couple options here. The Oreo McFlurry, the apple pie, the M&M McFlurry, the hot fudge sundae, the triple berry pie, the vanilla shake, hot caramel sundae, none, or cookies.
I love that they give you none, but not at the end. None.
Not at the end, right.
Cookies. Yeah.
Or cookies.
Or none of the above, or cookies. all right.
I don't know the triple berry pie. I wonder if that's
it looks like another one of their. Yeah, it might be. Back in the day when the apple pie was like the equivalent of the Hostess fruit pie, like a hot Hostess fruit pie, that was the deal, right? That was the jam. Now it is like this, at least the last time I had it again, a while back, it's this crumbly mess that is impossible to eat. At least, you know, when they used to have it, and it was like almost like the Hostess fruit pie. It came in this cool, innovative cardboard tube. You just flipped one part of it up. You can do it while you're driving. And like, you just pop over the top. You just eat it. keep on driving.
Well, now they're two for a dollar. They're always like two for a dollar apple pies.
Are they? Yeah, you know why? Because they can't give them away. Like free with any purchase. Apple pie, please. I would go since chocolate shake is not an option. It's weird that chocolate shake, like vanilla shake, is an option. It's weird that none is an option over chocolate shake, but I would go with the vanilla shake.
The vanilla shake, over like the Oreo McFlurry.
Over a McFlurry, McFlurry. I'm a shake guy.
Oh, okay. Here we go. I think this is our last one. Who is your dinner date? So getting into a little bit of celebrity gossip. Rihanna, Beyonce, Zac Efron, Michelle Obama, Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, Tina Fey, Billie Eilish, or Chrissy Teigen?
Oh, for sure not Chrissy Teigen. She drives me nuts. Do not like Chrissy Teigen at all. Chrissy Teigen knows the location of every camera pointed at Chrissy Teigen at any given time. She's just fully aware of every single camera. Yeah, we can definitely rule out, you know, it's got to be a lady. It's not going to be Zac Efron. It's not going to be Justin Bieber. Sorry.
Okay. How many of the, you know, so we have six remaining. I'm sure some of these you know.
I know all of them except for Billie Eilish.
Oh, you don't know Billie Eilish? Oh, I thought you would know no. her because she's
I
like.
I should know her, don't I?
She's an up-and-coming, like, indie pop girl. She's really young,
too. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I've heard her.
Ocean Eyes.
Yes. Ocean I totally.
Eyes. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, yeah. And her hair color, inconsistent hair color.
Yeah.
Wow, her full name? Did you know this? Billie Eilish Pirate Baird O'Connell.
That's her incredible.
Her middle name is... Well, it's one of these four words, Eilish, Pirate, or Baird, or I guess O'Connell. Three. One of these three words is her middle name.
I don't know how you don't make that your artist name. I'm Billie Eilish.
Right. Why are you not Pirate? Yeah, Baird O'Connell. It's a law firm. Have you been injured in an accident? Call Billie Eilish, Pirate, Baird O'Connell. We'll get you your money. This is a relatively easy one with what's left over. Definitely Tina Fey. I think she would be a hilarious dinner guest. Rihanna, I don't think Rihanna or Beyonce would eat McDonald's or Ariana Grande. I don't think any of the three of them would sit across the table from me and have even a McDonald's salad. I think they'd just sit there and watch me eat.
I think Ariana Grande wouldn't, but I could see Rihanna or Beyonce doing it. I think both of them, like...
You think so?
I think they know the value of a fast food, I don't know, sure. The fast food nostalgia, I guess. I could see them do that.
Sure. And Michelle Obama, my wife is currently listening to her book, and I get to hear about everything Michelle Obama already. I'm good. I enjoy hearing the stories about Michelle Obama, but I don't feel like I need
but
to
you're
have,
set.
Have lunch with her. I'm set. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Right, Tina Fey, I think, would give me something new.
All right, now before I put in your final answer here,
yes,
get back to the question, which iconic Disney villain, a thing that did not come up in the quiz,
right? Good, I like that. Yeah,
are
instead
you...
of saying which Disney villain do you think you're most like while you're eating at McDonald's? Yes, I'm good.
What do you think? We've got vanilla shake, fries, the Big Mac, Diet Coke. I think you have a very traditional meal here.
I do. Yeah, I didn't go off the reservation a lot.
I could see this being like a Maleficent, like a very like basic.
Yep. Classic Disney villain. Sure.
Exactly. Vanilla shake, fries.
And nothing new either. Like nothing modern enough that it's going to be like, oh, you're... Zorg from Toy Story, or it's
you're
gonna
not
be a classic Disney villain.
Whoever the bad guy is in Frozen, you're not that person.
Right, I'm not that person. No, it's going to be something
you're going to
1985 or earlier. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be. You know who it's going to pick? Hook from Peter Pan.
Hook.
That's who it's going to pull. That's my prediction.
That would be solid. All right, let's see.
That'd be solid. All right,
which iconic
got.
Disney feeling you got? You got Hades from Hercules.
Oh, Hades. Okay. Oh, okay. The James Woods. Sure. All right.
Yeah. The underworld can get pretty hot, and sometimes you just want to cool off with a nice McFlurry or shake. What's that? The ice cream machine is broken. Memo to me. Maim you after my meeting. Okay, so I think they're kind of painting you as a hothead here.
I guess so, yeah, with the vanilla shake.
The Diet Coke, I guess.
The Diet Coke. Hades having a Diet Coke. All right, okay.
I see that. I can see Hades drinking a Diet Coke, yeah.
Do you think they based this completely on just that one answer of, like, which dessert I get?
Oh, I would not be surprised if that was the case.
Yeah.
That makes
it's a lot,
lot
of work
sense.
To program in a lot of paths, and if you just say, we're going to have 8 questions... 7 of which do nothing to your answer, but one of them.
Well, in this quiz, this is a relatively short quiz. I mean, there's only, what, 4 or 5 options here? Or 5 questions, but they'll have a lot of options.
That's right. Yeah, a lot more than the typical 2 or 3 or 4.
So it could be that, like...
9 on each one.
It could be that there is no, like, traditional one, and the vanilla one got you off. Like, because I bet Tina Fey also probably...
Oh, probably.
Builds into this a little bit with the comedy stuff. Okay.
And I bet they probably also base those your date Well, who knows? I mean, they're forward-thinking. BuzzFeed is a very forward-thinking company. Wouldn't just say, oh, Chrissy Teigen, well then,
you gotta be a dude.
And but if you pick Justin Bieber, then you're going to be the witch with the apple from Sleeping Beauty or whatever.
Yeah. Well, in fact, I think I would say on a higher level than that, I think we've seen before that the quizzes tend to lean towards a female demographic, a younger female demographic, sure, inherently. So I could also see part of that being it, where they just kind of think it's only going to be women taking these quizzes, which I think is a good perspective.
Sure.
Which maybe makes Hades maybe a little bit more of a biting pick then.
Right, yes. Like, oh no, I didn't want to be Hades.
All right, well, that's awesome. Going to do it here for us. Thank you so much, Brian Ibbett, for joining me.
This was a blast. Thanks for having me, Bryce. This is great. Really good time.
So if people want to check you out, they should definitely check out America's Next Top Podcaster. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, and that's it sounds just like it's spelled, or it's spelled just like it sounds. One of the two. America's Next Top Podcaster.com, or just go to your favorite podcast client and look for that. We're about six episodes in. Well, we're about... two rounds of competition in. Yes, there's an introduction episode as well, where you get to meet all the contestants, but for the most part it's all right there on America's Next Top Podcast. You can start there and listen and enjoy.
Very nice. And is that weekly? Are you guys getting that out weekly?
Wow. We're currently working on challenge number 5 in the quote-unquote real world, but because these things take so much editing, we got like a nice little 2 to 3 week delay on when they come out. So I can't talk about, like, you know, there's so much I want to say, oh yeah, and when so-and-so left the competition, but I can't do it because those episodes haven't come out yet.
Yeah, and I've heard from mutual friends of people who are on the show who don't want to talk about being on
yet. I know. Yeah, I didn't even do an official NDA. They just assumed NDA, and they just adhered to it, which is great. I love that.
Yeah, so check that out in the podcatcher of your choice, America's Next Top Podcaster. Thank you again, Brian, for coming out.
Thank you.